Page 4, President's Page, by Jeff Tom and Donna Pomerantz. By the time you read this as your outgoing president, I will be little more than a distant memory. In that vein, I requested, and President Pomerantz has accepted, the chore of giving you a glimpse into the CCB's future. As I said in my article in the previous BC, I've been deeply honored to serve all of you. I also said that it's time to look ahead and not behind, and with that, I turn the reins of this article over to our new leader, under whom I am very proud to be serving. Thank you, Jeff, for being available to answer questions and for taking the time to share your experience with me as the incoming president of the California Council of the Blind. It is with deep honor and respect that I give thanks to all of you for electing me to serve as CCB president. We have a rich history that spans over 75 years, and we must continue moving forward together on the strong, solid foundation our predecessors built for us. Some of our founders and longtime members are still with us today. It is my hope that I can also draw upon their wisdom, as well as that of each and every one who comprises our membership. CCB is a grassroots membership organization, and in keeping with that philosophy, I'm asking each of you to let me know how you feel you can best help our organization. What concerns do you have about the future of CCB, and what solutions would you suggest so that we can make this council and the state in which we live better? We're all striving to advance opportunities for people who are blind and visually impaired. I know that only by working as a team will we succeed. Page 5. We are in the fight of our lives to maintain the services we need in order to compete in mainstream society. Those services are being threatened or have already been cut totally, and CCB must make our needs known and presence felt throughout the state so that our collective voices can be heard. We must accept responsibility for advocating for the services we need and for keeping apprised of issues on the local and state level which affect all of us. I will call upon many of you to take a more active role in advocating for braille literacy, low vision issues, transportation, or in-home support services. Other issues, such as Social Security, web access, guide dog issues, and more, are critical to our lives and the lives of thousands of Californians who are blind and visually impaired. Each of us has our particular concern. If we work together as an organization, we will be successful. The load won't be as heavy if we make a choice to carry it together. I will hold calls with members from throughout the state in order to improve communication between conventions. This will strengthen our bond and assist one another in brainstorming possible approaches to address those issues we are all facing. I will also communicate regularly with chapter presidents via telephone and email so we can collectively support each other and share ideas for strengthening our chapters. I will also communicate regularly with committee chairs in order to hear their concerns and how the state organization can better facilitate the work of those committees. CCB, like most not-for-profit organizations, is struggling financially. Currently, money is going out faster than coming in. Page 6. Obviously, this can't continue, and I believe that collectively we can address this situation by sharing ideas that have worked for other organizations in bringing in revenue from outside sources. I've already begun sharing and working with members on possible funding sources and revenue streams. I urge each of you to contact me either via telephone, email, or whatever way works best to let me know where you wish to serve. You know best your strengths and what you enjoy doing. As I've shared continuously, each and every one of us makes CCB what it is, and everyone is needed to help CCB remain strong and a force that will be heard. All of us together are the future of CCB. Our organization is only as strong as each individual member. I commit to working with you to forward our mission of improving the lives of blind and visually impaired persons residing in California. Together, we will make a difference by making our voices heard. Please join me in this endeavor.